Welcome. This is the Sean Morgan Report. I'm your host, Sean Morgan, and my guest, Jim Cutler from Ethereal Sea, is here. And this report is every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern on AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. And of course, we have to thank our sponsors, Sovereign Advisors, which is headed by Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD in economics. This guy gives free consultations about precious metals. So please check out the link in the description below. So Jim, this is going to be a special episode today because, you know, we've been in a really awkward place ever since Trump officially lost the presidential race, where he's been really quiet and there's been no general of the army anymore. We've been kind of left to our own devices. In the meantime, the deep state continues this like really aggressive anti-QAnon campaign, which is funny. It's because like why do they bother? Like, what is the threat of this group of people who believe nonsense? You know, so they claim it's really dangerous. And so we just had the CPAC speech last week, where Trump finally kind of came out of the closet and just kind of said, "Hey, I'm still here. I'm still in charge of the Republican Party. I still believe we're going to win." But he didn't say how, right? That was the missing piece. Like, how are we going to ensure election integrity? How are we going to win the House, the Senate, and the presidency if we don't have election integrity? Like, none of that was laid out. And so here we are, and I know you have a lot to say, because we've got like the general population that's getting their information from the mainstream media, and they are kind of accepting a mainstream narrative. And that narrative is Joe Biden is president. Joe Biden has the power. The Democrats won the House and the Senate. The Democrats have all the power. And yet, there are all these anomalies and all these indicators that actually point to the opposite of that.
But
you really have to be sensitive to it. You really have to read between the lines and pick up on things and reverse engineer. So would you lay out your whole idea? This is like a working theory that Biden doesn't have the power, and that the real power lies with the military and perhaps Trump. So can you lay out why Trump and team, why the military, why would they take this route of letting everyone think they lost?
Yeah, I mean, it is complicated. And I hope everyone can bear with us, because we're going to be asking for people to really open their minds, stretch their thinking to consider some of these details, because we're in that phase now where the real discernment, real critical thinking is necessary. So we have a lot of information. That is for sure. When you look at the amount of video footage that's being produced now, and the amount of information coming from mainstream media and from the government and from the Trump campaign, there's a lot to work with. But the question is, how do we work with this information? How do we utilize it to put something together that's truly useful? So we want to start there. We want to start with at least information, whatever form it may take, that we can all agree on really did come from that source, whether it's the mainstream media or the government or corporate or the Trump campaign. It really doesn't matter, as long as we can agree that that entity owns the information that has been produced. At least we can then say, okay, whatever it is about that information, that group owns it and they have to account for it. So I think that's a good starting point. The next thing is, we've all talked about that this is a plan in operation. And so if we're going to say that, then we have to start talking about that plan and looking at actions on the ground and start putting things together to see if those actions have anything in common with the plan as we know it and as we've been told by Q or anybody else about what is in that plan and what those goals are. So there are some things we can agree on. The plan is to stop human trafficking. And again, we can look at some of the executive orders that Trump has written to get some clues as to what those goals are. So stopping human trafficking, stopping the use of all these electronic election software and computers and things that are stealing the election, not just in this country, but around the world. Getting the three legs of the stool, the Vatican, the City of London, and the Washington, D.C., back under Patriot control. And so we're going to, you know, we need to start thinking about what's happened at the Vatican, what has happened in the City of London, and what is happening in Washington, D.C., to start gleaning those fields to see what we can see and see how those fit into the plan. And then, you know, the rest is people. When you have a plan, that plan is going to utilize aspects and battlefields. Now, this war, and we've heard this many times, we Anons, that this war, the battlefield for this war is in the minds of people. It is not in a field. It is not in a city. It is actually inside the heads of everybody involved. And so if we want to start really getting at, you know, the useful information and the useful data, I think it's important we start taking that seriously, because certainly the behavioral, the human behavioral information that's now available, the technologies that allow things to be inserted directly into people's minds is now available, et cetera. So, you know, again, right there, that's a lot to grasp and a lot to take in and consider when we're talking about the plan and how that plan might be acted out. So we can start pretty much with any of those things, but I'll start with things that are happening that people may not think about. And this is something that's very consistent, and that is when a president is in a certain location, there is a temporary flight restriction put on that area. Now, and this is a military operation, and it does not waver at all. Now, there are certain places in this country that have permanent temporary flight restrictions. One of them would be Cape Canaveral, for obvious reasons. The other would be Washington, D.C., for obvious reasons. Others are not so obvious. One of which would be Disney in Florida, Disneyland, Disney World. And so that always has a flight restriction, a temporary flight restriction, although they're more permanent than temporary. When Trump was president and he was in Mar-a-Lago, boom, temporary flight restriction on Mar-a-Lago every single time without fail. Now, Trump is not president. And so the question is, where is he? If he's still president, he would still have a temporary flight restriction placed on the area where he is. So is he in Mar-a-Lago? We don't know. But there's been no flight restrictions on Mar-a-Lago. And he has not been seen in public since the 20th of January. The next time he was seen in public was at CPAC. Where was CPAC held? Orlando, Florida, under a temporary flight restriction, which is always there. Okay, so these are just pretty obvious, but sometimes not so obvious examples of how things work and what we need to look for, some of the clues we need to look for.
Let's step back to why would the White Hats choose to lose and choose to let the public believe that Biden has power? What goals are accomplished by that? And let's just start there.
Okay, so with regard to how the public sees what they think is going on, that's a goal. That's been a goal that was stated from the very beginning. People can't be told this. They must see it for themselves. Now, a person is going to have a much easier time believing what they're seeing if they believe it's true, if there's no manipulation involved. Oh, I see Biden is now president. I believe that because I'm not seeing anything else to convince me that he's not based on the information that's being put out. Therefore, I do believe Biden is president. And so now, whatever Biden does, I'm going to take that seriously. I'm going to take it as, okay, he's president, and that's what he's doing. If the goal is truly to have people see with their own eyes what the deep state is doing, that would have to be the case. It would have to be put together so that they truly believed Biden was president. If they didn't, that wouldn't work. And that's, to me, pretty straightforward human psychology. So you have to create a scenario where you get people to believe truly that Biden is president. Okay, again, this battle is being waged in the heads of people. So how do you get them to truly believe that Biden is president? You have this slow drip of mistakes that lead up to Trump being forced to concede the election. And that way, people are all out there arguing. All the armchair quarterbacks out there are all arguing pretty effectively, in my opinion, that Biden is president. And if Trump had done this or if Trump had done that, then Biden wouldn't be president. But they're now looking at what Trump has done and going, oh, I can see how that happened. I understand how Biden is president now because Trump screwed up. And let me tell you all the myriad ways that he screwed up, because now I can tell you that and I understand it and I can put out that information effectively.
So you're saying the ultimate goal for the White Hats is to wake up the public. And the best way to wake up the public is to actually allow the deep state to have to be the ones in charge, so that the fall is greater. You know, that's when they do fall, the focus is on them instead of being on Trump being the one taking them down or whatever.
Right. Absolutely on them. They are falling on their own swords. They're hanging themselves with their own petard, if people know what that means. And that is a goal that, if achieved, is extremely powerful, because the individual people of this country are going to own that belief and they're not going to question it. And so you don't have anything more powerful than that. If a person truly owns what they are believing and it has no information in their own mind to counter it, then they're going to go down that road and they're going to go at speed.
It's like, basically, it's like when you get an argument with your wife. it's better to allow your partner to think that something is their idea.
Right.
Yep. Rather than just you being like, respect my authority. I'm handing this to you as the solution. You have to just accept it as the solution. It's like, no, it's way better for them to think that they're the ones that have the power and they're the ones who figured it all out on their own. Right. So I'm starting to get an idea of what these goals could be of the White Hats and why things went down the way they did, because it is pretty obvious that Trump could have accomplished all sorts of things by doing things differently. For example, you know, he could have chosen better people for the Supreme Court. He could have chosen a better vice president. He could have broken up big tech and regulated big tech. He could have not allowed the election to get stolen. All of this stuff, it's like, since he didn't do anything differently, there's like basically two options. Either he's an idiot and he got himself taken advantage of, or he's smart and he purposefully did all those things for a purpose.
And let's not forget the cadre of behavioral psychologists, both on the military level and on the civilian level, who are providing him information and who are, you know, signatories on this plan. You know, this plan wasn't put together by just military. It wasn't put together by just civilian. You have this very complex group of people who got together and said, okay, we need to really focus on some of these things because they are going to be very, very important. And that takes expertise, real expertise. So there's a lot of experts involved here.
So can you get us to some of the, first I'll just clarify that something you said before the show is that part of the purpose of Biden being allowed to be in power and all that is to wake people up, that this is like a purposeful, like artificial reality that's being created to like be able to control, like almost with the like turn of the dial, kind of control the awakening process of the public.
Right.
And what's the benefit of that?
The benefit of that is the fragility of the human mind. Behavioral psychologists will tell you, and they'll be quite clear about this, you shock a person too much, too quickly, you're going to break them. And of course, this is the whole basis of MKUltra. If anybody studies anything about MKUltra, you will see that shock of the mind is a fundamental aspect of that program. And they know this. The good guys, our people, know this. And so they know what could happen if they overstep that, if they go too quickly, they shock too hard. And this is going to be a shock. Make no mistake about that. So the idea is you want to keep control over the behavior of your citizenry. And if you go out there and shock the crap out of them without really thinking that through, you will no longer have any control over them. Now they're truly suggestible. Their mind has been broken, and now anyone can fill that void with whatever they want, and you've got a whole bunch of problems on your hands that you really have created. So it's very important to have control over that awakening process, because that's the word we're using. We say the Great Awakening, but the reality is the Great Shock.
Yeah,
that's
the reality. Could be another way to phrase it, because the average person in the public, they don't think about human sex trafficking. They don't think about satanic sacrifices. And if they did, it would, and it has caused problems for a lot of us that have learned about it. Two examples of how that kind of trauma-based mind control has been done on the public would be like 9/11 and COVID-19. And so we're talking about an order of magnitude more shocking than those two things when it gets out. Okay, so can you get us into some of the data points of why we would explore or the possibility that Biden doesn't have real political power, especially from the military side?
So we have various groups of people that we're talking about here. We have Democrats and leftists who are quite inured into the thinking that, you know, the world is as it is and it's not any different than they think. And then you've got sort of people in the middle who are more open to other possibilities and who represent that kind of open movement of thinking that is going to happen. And that group is going to shift, and they're going to shift pretty quickly. You know, the leftists aren't going to move very fast. They'll move eventually, but they're not going to move very fast in the beginning. The open-minded ones who are going to move much more quickly. And then you have the ones who are really, conspiracy theorists at heart, if I can use that term in a non-pejorative way, who have always been that way. They've always been open-minded. They'd always felt different in this world. Now, you know, there's a lot of talk, if people are into new age thinking, that, people like that are called starseed. You know, they come to this planet with an agenda to assist in this awakening. And so they have a much easier time taking this kind of information in and dealing with it.
Some people that are somehow resistant or have broken through a lot of the programming that most people receive in public education and so forth, you know.
That's correct. Right. They just
nonconformists,
you know, and people out there listening to this, you know who you are. You know, you can think about this and think about how all your life you felt different and you didn't really understand why. But this is one of the reasons why, that you are different and you have a reason for being different.
So those people are more sensitive to anomalies. So what are some of the anomalies or some of the data points that would lead someone to believe that Biden doesn't have real political power?
Well, they're going to pay more attention to smaller details. When they look at videos and they look at, footage and images, they're going to ask questions. They're going to ask a lot more questions because they're curious about this. So for Biden, for example, they're going to ask more questions about, wait, this guy doesn't look like the Biden I knew. And they're going to start asking that question. And that's going to lead them to start looking up images of Joe Biden when he was in the Senate. And then they're going to start looking at current pictures of Joe Biden when he was vice president. And they're going to see right away, and anybody can do this, that they're different. They're not the same person. Now, I don't want to get into conversations about cloning or body doubles, necessarily, because that's not my point here. My point is about the people who take this kind of information and they take it seriously and they start digging because they want to know.
They don't just accept the given narrative from the mainstream media. Because
they never have.
That's something that the Q drops have pointed out to us, is that the media, it's not only unreliable, it's actually an asset or an arm of the deep state. It's like literally the enemy. If you can imagine like being in Nazi Germany under that kind of propaganda, it's exactly the same type of weaponization of information.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So almost like upside down world, like everything they say, just whatever it is, the opposite's the truth.
Well, and again, Orwell gave us a language for that.
Right. So what are some of the other anomalies that people would be sensitive to regarding Biden?
Well, all of the things that have come out, and this is from the government themselves, when he was vice president. This wasn't when Trump was president. It was when Joe Biden was vice president, whichever one we're talking about. And then look at what he said. He said on camera, he talked about Burisma and Ukraine and the prosecutor in Ukraine, and he bragged about, getting him fired. Now, open-minded people who are curious about knowing the truth, are going to hear that. Their ears are going to hear it. And, we all talk about if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, this is what they're talking about.
The exact thing they accused President Trump of doing, quid pro quo.
Right. And so for open-minded people, they have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. And they're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. I saw him say that with my own eyes, and I heard it with my own ears. And this wasn't something that Trump brought up. This is something that was put out by his people. So, okay, something ain't right here. And they start to get clouded. They start to doubt. They start to wonder what the hell's going on with this guy. And then anything else that happens, they're paying attention now. Now I'm really paying attention. All right, what's going on with Burisma? What's going on with Hunter? Oh, he just, had a laptop, this was after Trump was elected. But again, it's Hunter's laptop.
So, yeah, that would be a data point that anyone who's smart enough to figure it out would be able to say, hey, Biden's not on the up and up. He's not a legitimate, honest politician. Right. He's more of one of those corrupt grifters that uses leverage and blackmail and that to get what he wants. Usually to enrich himself and his family. Right. So that's pretty obvious.
That's a big one. And they're not going to forget that back in the days of his Senate, he was plagiarizing. And there was all these news stories. I remember seeing Sam Donaldson go into detail about Joe Biden's plagiarism. And all that seems was just all drifted away, but not to certain people. And
also the sexual harassment claim.
And the sexual harassment. My God, the sexual harassment. Yeah. Plain as
That's
day
never been debunked. That's never
no.
been,
No. And these are official White House photographers who are taking these pictures and videos of him. How could you debunk it? They just keep quiet about it. And they let those who don't care let it go away. But again, there's a lot of people out there that do care, and they don't forget that stuff.
And the military doesn't seem to be acknowledging, especially during the transition time, when there was all of the pomp and protocol, like the Marines not saluting him, The fact that he wasn't on Air Force One, the fact that they turned their back on him, the fact that we have the press secretary saying that they're not getting updates from Space Force, which is a whole new branch of the military with advanced cyber and satellite warfare capabilities. And
special operations as well.
Yeah. So we got the official statement, you know, that was in the political magazines about how special ops is not giving briefings to to Biden. And special ops is something that has really been put on our radar from Q. This is something that Q has said, hey, Ezra Cohen Watnick, Kash Patel, watch these people. These people are important. And a lot of the nature of the type of warfare against the deep state is special operations type of warfare. So that's very significant to me. Out of all the things we're talking about today and all the anomalies and everything, to me, the most convincing aspect of all of this is that the military is not allied with the current presidential administration. So if you can accept that, then you can maybe take the next step and say, hey, maybe the military holds the real power. And maybe the military is going to pull a Myanmar at some point. So something else I wanted to touch on in this conversation is the nature of this this type of war, how each side is not escalating, kind of like in the Cold War, when you had the USSR and the United States, they refused to actually do kinetic warfare with each other. They refused to have soldiers on the ground in each other's countries, no invasion, no nuclear kind of thing. But they had these proxy wars and they had a big propaganda campaign, right? Absolutely. So same thing, same kind of dynamics playing out now where the deep state's not doing, like, not really crossing a red line yet, right? So for example, they're not doing vaccines that half the people drop dead right away, or they're not doing, you can't buy or sell anything without the central bank cryptocurrency. They're not doing, if you say anything right wing, you go into jail immediately. They're not going full fascist yet.
Right.
And so if they did, I would think the military would just intervene right away. At the same time, the military and Trump and team, they're also not crossing a deep state red line. They're not doing any declassifications of the Jeffrey Epstein and human sex trafficking and the satanic stuff and the origins of Russiagate and all of the different things that could be declassified, UFO stuff. Like, no important declassifications have happened, because my guess is if the White Hats do that, then the deep state will do whatever they can to shut off access to information, such as shutting down their big tech assets, shutting down social media, shutting down the internet, and so forth. So it seems like the White Hats and the deep state have agreed to not go kinetic with each other, to not cross any lines yet. Each side has a risk cost benefit to that. The deep state is basically kicking the can down the road, saying, hey, we're buying more time so that we can come up with some kind of way to beat these guys. Whereas the White Hats are like, hey, we have more time to wake people up without shocking them.
Right, right. So it may not be a tacit upfront agreement that they're having, but it's still the same thing. The deep state benefits by keeping these things under wraps so that it's not obvious to the American public, and they still feel that they have the opportunity to bend their minds and to manipulate them into believing what the deep state wants them to believe. Same with the White Hats. The White Hats benefit by having this not blow up, and so they can continue to do whatever operations they're doing in the background. And there are many who believe that a lot of operations are going on right now, and they're able to carry them out under cover of silence because that benefits them. So And there's certainly, like you just said, benefits to not poking the bear too much, because then the bear just goes nuts and everything goes kinetic. So, you know, there's very clear. And again, look at the plan. Look at the goals. Are those goals being achieved doing it this way, or would they be better achieved doing it a different way? As long as those goals appear to be achieved doing it this way, then that tells me the plan is going according to plan. And so right. while there may be some beneficial, useful, and obvious reasons why the plan would be adjusted from time to time. And again, I think one can do some reverse engineering and see how that makes sense. As long as the outward appearance of everything happening right now looks like, the military term snafu, you know, situation normal, all effed up. So people can accept a certain amount of screw up and craziness as long as they think in the overall, we're still like it always is. Nothing has really changed. We live in a crazy world where crazy things happen, but that's normal. And even using the word new normal tells you everything about that mindset. We don't want normal change, but we can accept a new normal. You see what I'm saying?
The question is, how much control do the White Hats have? Now, the mainstream media would lead you to believe they have nearly zero power. You know, they don't have the House, they don't have the Senate, they don't have the presidency, they don't have the Supreme Court, they don't have big tech, they don't have anything. Now, I believe you'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to believe that.
Right.
You know, I think there's a balance of power in the world. I think most people in the world are good people.
Right.
And there are plenty of powerful, good people. And right. so I just don't buy that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just propaganda to make us think, we're victims. We're nobodies. We have nothing, you know, even though, you know, we are actually a huge unified political force in the world.
Well,
in America, you know, conservatives are the majority, actually.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And as you just stated, clearly the military is in deference to Trump, not Biden. So that should be a huge red flag to anybody doing any kind of looky-loo into this situation.
And the numbers support that. If you just look at the official poll numbers of military support, obviously the military is going to support the guy that got them all new equipment and raises and didn't put them into endless wars in the Middle East. And they're not going to like the guy who wants to kick them out of the military for posting Pepe the Frog pictures.
Yes.
So now you are a little bit in a different mindset than I am. I believe that this is more of like a 60-40 where the White Hats have 60% advantage and the deep state has like a 40% level of control. To me, there's plenty of evidence that the deep state still has significant amount of control. Of certain institutions like big pharma, for example, the media, big tech. But there are these indicators that things are kind of falling apart with the power structure and they're starting to eat their own. And you wonder, is this because the White Hats have more control than we think? Like Cuomo in New York, like Newsom in California, like all of these states that are all of a sudden saying you don't have to wear a mask and we're opening up completely, like all of the stuff that's unfolding, it's not unfolding in the deep state direction.
No, it's not. And it seems to be unfolding very organically. And again, in ways that aren't shocking to people. They're just like, oh, well, the red states are opening up and the blue states aren't. Big whoop, you know, no big issue there. Like, good, keep thinking that, because you're going to wake up one morning and realize that all of the states have suddenly announced that there's no masks being required and we're getting back to normal. Now, the other thing, I mean, there's a bunch of other things, but when you talk about corporations, now, the state doesn't have any real control over the corporate world. Okay, they can control them indirectly through taxation and things like that, but they don't have any real direct control. And that includes the defense corporations for sure, like DARPA and all those. So when you have, so what would we look at? What facts on the ground would we look at to think that maybe the corporations themselves are losing power? And I would point everyone to the fact that thousands of corporate CEOs have resigned in just in the last 4 years.
So record more than any other time period in human history. Yeah. Right. Since Trump's been in power. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are very significant pieces of information. When you look at the caliber of the people that are resigning, and then you start matching that up to the executive orders that Trump has put out there, particularly ones like, you know, the loss of assets for anybody involved in human trafficking or child abuse. So these guys are wanting to distance themselves and protect their assets as best they can. That's why they're resigning. So, again, there's no piece of information that is not useful right now. Everything needs to be looked at carefully and with a very discerning eye, lest one miss something very, very important. So again, this is where paying attention objectively to information that is available, and then really being careful and discerning in how one sees these things, all very important. So we're seeing the corporate world clearly demonstrating and behaving in ways that indicates that they have an issue, they have a problem with what's happening right now, and they're not, smooth. They're not operating cleanly. When Trump put out those executive orders to lower the cost of drugs, that's a massive hit to their pocketbook, and that puts them on the defensive. So there's also that. There's the fact
that it shows he has leverage against them if he's able to get away with that.
And of course, never underestimate the leverage of the pocketbook. Did he not fold the Federal Reserve into the Treasury? That's a fact on the ground. Whether people want to or don't want to believe that is immaterial. That's a fact on the ground. And you can't say that doesn't exist, because it does. That was a law and that happened. So now, if Trump still controls the military and is still clearly having control over corporate interests, then one starts to have to step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. It may be that the 60-40 ratio of control that is the appearance, and I don't dissuade anybody from seeing things that way, and I wouldn't even argue against it per se. But what I am saying is that while that may be true at the moment, it's true by design, and the fallback is Trump gets 100%.
And that's the art of war tactic of feigning weakness, where you let the enemy gain ground. I believe in one of our episodes, we talked about how Bobby Fischer, Bobby Fischer was a child and he was going against a chess master. Yes. And he purposefully let the chess master take his queen. And, and that's just, hey, it was a strategy. It worked. He won the game. And so perhaps something that we could entertain, we could kind of consider as a possible explanation, is that the White Hats have more control over these different institutions than we might think is possible.
Right.
I follow a guy on Telegram, Stormy Patriot Joe, I think his name is, and he's a decoder, and he operates his entire premise for all of his theories are based on the idea that the White Hats have like almost all of the control. And so that's really interesting to see his decodes based on that premise.
Absolutely.
In the end,
discernment is required here. I want to be quick to say, and I know, Sean, that you see this as well, that the big admonishment here is to remember that there are no outside communications outside of Q, none, period, end of sentence. And there are lots of people out there now who talk like they know everything that's going on, and they don't. And so, you know, anyone who thinks that they can go in and look at Telegram or Gab or any of these places and say, oh, these people are playing all this stuff, but I know for a fact that that guy is so-and-so who used to do this over here, and he was outed then, and so he's outed now. Fair dinkum. That's probably true. And it's probably true for a lot more as well. So again, being discerning is necessary for us as it is for anybody else. And let me tell you something, that's not the easiest job in terms of what we do. That's as hard and as big a aspect of what we do as anything else. So, you know, being discerning is important for anyone.
We have to be very discerning about gatekeepers. And I think it was interesting how Donald Trump put out a statement, I think it was today, about how Karl Rove on Fox News is not to be trusted. And so that's who used to control the political narrative, these talking heads on Fox and all these other networks. Yeah. And we've seen a lot of people in the Q community who were gatekeepers. They've fallen along the way. And so even myself and yourself, we shouldn't be considered gatekeepers. You have to do your own due diligence and think for yourself. So we'll leave all of these theories in your hands to figure out. I know it's not as comforting as having all the answers handed to you, but it's just more journalistically responsible. And I just want to remind everyone that Jim and I, normally Jim joins me almost every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern on AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. Now, next Friday, I have a special guest. Dr. Shiva is going to be joining me for a one-on-one interview. So that's what we're doing next Friday. And I want to remind everyone to support our sponsor, Dr. Kirk Elliott. He helps people with free consultations on what to do with their finances, figure out what to do with this crazy stock market, figuring out if gold and silver and other things might make sense for your retirement accounts. So definitely check out that link in the description below.
And let us know what you thought about today, because we're interested in hearing feedback on what people think about this kind of topic and whether they feel it's relevant.
Yeah. Go to Jim's website, etherealc.com. Use the contact form. And you can go to my website, QAnonFAQ.com, get the free ebook, and you can join my email list where I give almost daily intel regarding what I'm researching.
Yep.
God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.